We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. You could be, oh my God, you could be anywhere else, and you're just right here with me, and I'm just so flattered. And I love it when we have Empower Wichita, and we not only have one or two guests, but we've got three guests in the studio with us this morning. We have Sharon Van Horn, Chief Operating Officer of the Wichita Metro Crime Commission. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Thank you so much for hanging with me. Kevin Wheeler, Crime Stoppers Coordinator. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Carla. Thanks for having me.
And Paul Cruz, Public Information Officer. He also speaks Espanol. Sí.
Claro que sí.
Hey, okay.
Muchas gracias.
De nada. That's about all I know. I'm actually half Mexican, but I consider myself.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so you guys, I was talking to Hitman. He was like, hey, my guy Kevin, I promised him you guys could come on for Empower Wichita. Emailed Kevin, and you guys got up here really quick. Thank you so much for accommodating. And what exactly do we want to tackle today with Crime Stoppers?
Yeah, you know, the important thing about Crime Stoppers is that we are always trying to expand and trying to let people know about our program here.
Mm-hmm.
And Crime Stoppers is basically a program where you can submit anonymous tips about crimes that have occurred so that law enforcement can follow up on those tips. And if those tips lead to an arrest, you are eligible for a cash reward up to $2,500. So we think it's very important to reach out to as many people as possible to let them know about this program, because a lot of people may be afraid to speak to the police, or they may be afraid that there's some type of retaliation from the people who have done these crimes. So we think it's just very important to reach out to as many folks as possible, and that's the mission that we're on.
Okay. I'm hanging out with Kevin Wheeler, Crime Stoppers Coordinator, Paul Cruz, Public Information Officer for the WPD, and Sharon Van Horn, the Chief Operating Officer of the Wichita Metro Crime Commission. We're just shedding some light on Crime Stoppers. As a reminder, the website is WichitaCedricCountyCrimeStoppers.com to learn all about it. That tip line is 267-2111. Do you guys feel like the tips or the calls that come in with Crime Stoppers, is that kind of declining lately?
You know, I wouldn't say they're declining. We average probably about 230 tips that come in through in a month. And just this past month, we had 13 arrests that came from tips, you know, felony arrests.
Nice.
So I think it's only growing. We get a lot of tips on certain days of the week. I think that we've, you know, done a good job of doing some outreach and trying to let people know about this program.
I still see the stickers on people's cars sometimes called Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, those are important.
And again, that tip line number, everyone.
All right, so it's 316-267-2111. And that number is to a call center, actually.
Okay.
They're kind of like dispatchers. They take all of the information, and this is completely anonymous. They don't have caller ID.
Mm.
They don't ask you for your name or number or anything like that. They just refer to you as a tipster.
Okay.
And all they want is the information, and they are able to give us that information that the caller has called in.
I'm hanging out with Kevin Wheeler, Crime Stoppers Coordinator, Paul Cruz, and Sharon Van Horn. We were just discussing the tip line to Crime Stoppers again, 267-2111, and how these tips that come in, these are anonymous. Some people might be worried about their identity being known. And as Kevin was just saying, this is going to a call center, this when you call in to report anything. So you don't have to be worried about anyone knowing who you are giving the tip. That's good to know. I think that gives peace of mind if someone is, you know, scared, because at the end of the day, you are reporting a crime, and I could see some hesitation with that.
Absolutely. So these are not police officers who are actually answering your phone calls.
Sure.
You know, these are people who are getting paid on a separate company from the police department. And so, like I said, it's just completely anonymous, and we like to put that out there so that it makes people feel a little bit more comfortable.
If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Kevin Wheeler, Crime Stoppers Coordinator. We got Paul Cruz, Public Information Officer for WPD. And Sharon Van Horn, Chief Operating Officer of the Wichita Metro Crime Commission. Now, the call center, I'm assuming it's 316. That's here in Wichita, right?
The call center is actually in Houston, but the number is local.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Crime Stoppers nationwide?
Yeah, Crime Stoppers nationwide. It started in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah.
Learning everything today.
It's worldwide, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Now, Paul Cruz, public information officer. Now, what is your role exactly, Paul? What do you do for the Crime Stoppers organization and all of that stuff?
You know, really what we do and my role is a public information officer for WPD, mm-hmm. And also liaison officer for this PAN community. But we're here to mainly support our Crime Stopper coordinator. So that's one of the things that we do. So when Kevin highlights a case, we work together, get that translated, get it out to the Spanish-speaking community. So the role that I play as in partnership with what Kevin's role is that we support their efforts and Crime Stoppers' efforts into getting the information out. I think it's important to get information out in different languages.
Yeah.
It's important because we can get tips from all types, and crime affects everybody. It doesn't, you know, restrict to one group. So it's important for us to really help out what Kevin's doing, and we work together. Sometimes you'll see a lot of social media content. So he's been putting mm-hmm. together a lot of videos and reports. So we assist him with that. And, you know, it's been a great partnership. More than anything, it's been great that we've been able to get this out in Spanish as well.
Very cool. If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with three guests this morning, Sharon Van Horn, Kevin Wheeler, Paul Cruz, all a part of this effort to highlight and showcase Crime Stoppers here in the city. And if you missed it, the number to call for Crime Stoppers is 316-267-2111. And I was just talking to Paul Cruz. He is the public information officer for WPD, but we're all here in support of Crime Stoppers. And so if anyone listening right now, I guess that could be one concern is the language barrier. So what are the different languages offered at the call center?
I think they do have Spanish speakers. I'm not sure as far as the other ones.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's good. Just a general question. Yeah. And so we got Sharon Van Horn, Chief Operating Officer of Wichita Metro Crime Commission. Anything you'd like to add, Sharon?
Crime Stoppers is a division, if you will, of our organization. Since Crime Commission really works to fight crime and to support law enforcement, about 2.5 or 3 years ago now, it made sense for Crime Stoppers to come under our umbrella. Crime Stoppers, with the exception of Kevin, through the police department, is a completely volunteer organization.
Oh,
we have
wow.
a great advisory committee that many former police officers, people that understand the whole scenario of crime and crime reporting, but it's nice for them to have some staff that can help do some of the things that sometimes it's hard for volunteers to do. So that's the role we play is supporting them.
Now, is Crime Stoppers, are the volunteers only previous police officers or?
No.
Okay.
We do have some police officers who are retired. The majority of them are just concerned citizens who are concerned about their communities. You know,
sure.
They want to keep their community safe. They want to support law enforcement, and they want to find ways to help law enforcement solve crime. And so they're doing a very good job of reaching out to other communities and other citizens, letting them know about this program and trying to get them involved as well.
Is Crime Stoppers looking for volunteers, especially bilingual volunteers by chance, or are you guys good in that area?
You know, I think we can probably always take some type of volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
This program can only get bigger, so yeah.
How can people reach out? Would you say the website?
Yeah, we have some information on our website,
mm-hmm.
WichitaCrimeStoppers.com. And then there's a contact page on there. You can always send us a message there. And then they can always get a hold of our office. I believe that number is also on that webpage.
Yep, I see it right here. And I show here, if you do want to report a crime or you have a tip, you can do it online, WichitaCedricCountyCrimeStoppers.com. If you missed it, the number to call for Crime Stoppers is 316-267-2111. I also show you guys have an app.
Yeah, so we have a P3 app.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a free mobile app. It works pretty simply. You just download it, and then you're able to submit a tip. And it comes in the same way as the other tips do. We're not able to track where that comes from. And a lot of people are starting to pick up on this because everyone obviously is using cell phones. And so this is a
sure.
lot easier for folks. So we encourage people to do that. And that's one of the things that we're trying to grow. A lot of people know the phone number, and sometimes it's easier for them to call. But we are pushing this very hard, and we want people to use this app. It's also an app that we are using with our students in middle school and high school through a program called Speak Up. Through USD 259. We've also have that in Mays as well as Goddard. So we're encouraging students who might have some issues with either depression or any kind of bullying or anything like that to also use this app and download it, or they can get on the website, as I mentioned. This is completely anonymous, and we have a great partnership with USD 259 to where we provide that information that is given to us, and they can take care of those issues within the schools.
Again, everyone, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm hanging out with Kevin Wheeler, Crime Stoppers Coordinator, Paul Cruz, Public Information Officer for the WPD, and Sharon Van Horn, the Chief Operating Officer of the Wichita Metro Crime Commission. And we're just shedding some light on Crime Stoppers here in the city. As a reminder, the website is WichitaCedricCountyCrimeStoppers.com to learn all about it. That tip line is 267-2111. All tips are anonymous. No caller ID, nothing like that. And we're talking about how Crime Stoppers has an app that a lot of the schools are using. I love that. So the Speak Up program?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a great program. We've gotten probably over 86 tips since 2018, I believe is the latest number.
All right. Do you hear that, kids? It's anonymous. Download that app. Okay. So real quick, something launched last Friday.
So basically, we're in contact with the FBI here locally mm-hmm. and with the FBI in Kansas City. And there were some bank robberies from 2018, basically time span of from February through December.
That was here in Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah, in Wichita.
Oh, okay.
Bank robberies that were not solved.
Mm-hmm.
So the FBI has offered to match $1,000, and Crime Stoppers is also offering $1,000 for tips that lead to arrest
wow.
on these cases. Yeah, so that's $2,000 per case. So,
okay.
Yeah, they've been very supportive. We're going to have some billboards up to highlight this campaign. Of course, we've got the information on our social media and our website.
Well, that's good to know because, I mean, I would like to share that on our social media too. How has that been since the launch last Friday? Have you guys gotten any help on that yet?
You know, we've gotten a couple of tips.
Okay.
And so it's one of those things where, you know, you have to look into the information and try to verify
yeah.
and see if it actually is helpful. But we have gotten some tips and hopefully it leads to something. We'll have this up for a while because obviously we want to get these solved so that these folks aren't able to do it anywhere else.
Wow. So you guys are matching 1,000.
We're offering 1,000. FBI is matching 1,000.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So, that's a lot of money.
Heck yeah. And so now where can people get more information about this?
So we have a media section on our website.
Okay.
We'll also say that Facebook, of course.
Okay.
We've got the information on there. It's also on our Instagram and Twitter pages. So if you're on social media, it's there. And, of course, it's on our website. And we also spoke with some of the media about this and sent out some press release on it. So,
oh,
yeah.
Great. What's the status of the bank robberies? Have there been more?
You know what's interesting? I think that there's five of them. And I mm-hmm. think there's two gentlemen within those five that may have done two of them. So, yeah.
So if you guys know anything, call the number. 267-2111. More information is on Facebook or go to the website. Kevin just said they have a whole media section to learn all about it, but they're matching 1,000, FBI matching 1,000 for these bank robberies. And I'm also looking here. I think that's great. You guys have a Facebook, Crime Stoppers of Wichita / Cedric County.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it looks like you guys are pretty active on that, which is great, you know, just for sharing stories, asking for tips, updates, stuff like that. Thank
yeah.
God for social media. And then you guys are on Twitter. It looks like they're at Crime Stoppers. Because you guys, I'm just learning about this with you. They are worldwide. This isn't just Wichita like I thought.
Yeah.
So that's really good to know. And then it looks like they're on Instagram, too. Just
yeah.
Looks like Wichita SGCO Crime Stoppers. So if you want to find Crime Stoppers in this area. Just...
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we're always trying to expand social media because that's mm-hmm. where it's at, right?
Heck yeah.
Everybody's following that. I think we've got a pretty good following on Facebook, as you mentioned, Instagram, Twitter. And we also got a YouTube page. So
I saw that.
Yeah. So we're trying to put content on there as far as crimes that may have occurred, photos of people committing crimes. Hopefully trying to generate some tips off of this information. And I think that that's one of the important things about this program is that we're able to adapt to how society responds to crimes. And, you know, I think one of those is that they're reaching out through social media. They're able to share things quickly. We have to be able to adapt and make it work for us as well.
I think that's great. Again, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, that's Kevin Wheeler you just heard. He's the Crime Stoppers Coordinator. I have Paul Cruz here in the studio with us, the Public Information Officer for WPD, and then Sharon Van Horn, the Chief Operating Officer of the Wichita Metro Crime Commission. And we're all here in an effort for Crime Stoppers. Again, you can find them online at WichitaCedricCountyCrimeStoppers.com. And again, their mission is just to promote community participation, trying to get these criminals, you guys, and this is all anonymous. They don't have caller ID, and the tips could lead to a cash reward.
Absolutely, up to $2,500. So,
which is very cool. Anything you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, you know, maybe I can throw out some quick numbers for you.
Sure.
Overall, we've received over 44,000 tips since inception. We've arrested over 3,500. and we've approved over $500,000 in cash rewards. So this is real. We want people to know about this. We want people to reach out. Again, 267-2111, they can download the P3 app or reach out to us through our website. We're always available to take tips. And I would encourage people, if you do have a tip, to be very thorough as to what information is in that tip, because the more information that's there, the more the investigators can follow up on that tip.
100%. And so that was the P3 app. If you guys want to download the Crime Stoppers app, the Speak Up program in schools, can you remind me, is that the name of the app you download?
Yeah, so okay. P3 is kind of difficult to understand altogether. So we've labeled it Speak Up program through the schools. It's the same app, but okay. we're able to let students download that as well so that they can submit any kind of information that they might have with an issue going on inside the schools.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Kevin. Again, Crime Stoppers, their phone number is 267-2111. And if you're interested in volunteering with Crime Stoppers, you can find them at WichitaCedricCountyCrimeStoppers.com. And you guys, they are on social media. They're on Facebook, Crime Stoppers of Wichita Cedric County. They're on Twitter. They are everywhere. Instagram, you name it. That's right. They even have a YouTube. So that's very cool. They're very easily accessed, or you can find them on the website, or again, call the number. Again, these are anonymous tips. Don't be scared. It's okay. 267-2111 if you want to report any kind of a tip or crime here in the city. This is all anonymous. And, hey, you could get a reward. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
Sharon Van Horn,
me.
Yes, Kevin Wheeler, Paul Cruz, thank you guys for hanging out with me for Empower Wichita. And just a reminder, everyone, I will post this on our website, power935.com. If you forget the phone number, if you need that Wichita Cedric County CrimeStoppers.com website, I'll post all of their social media links. It will all be at power935.com tomorrow afternoon by Monday. So it will be all at your fingertips.
Great. Oh, thank Perfect. You.
More for Empower Wichita on the way. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.